Wait, said Lord Voraz. And they thought he was going to turn it down.
I must be honest with you. You took your list of planets from the intergalactic coordinate firing table. It does not include the mine reserve planets. To push off all the planets it could on intergalactic and to bleed the company, there was an imperial decree that Intergalactic Mining Company had to own 5 planets for every 1 it actively mined. There is a list of 1 million additional planets recorded in the Hall of Legality with their coordinates unexploited by Intergalactic. Also, I am afraid Drees never gave you the actual purchase contract for this planet. You keep speaking of it in the singular. It includes 9 other planets in this system and all moons, mentioned in passing because they are deemed worthless. There are also suns and nebulae and clusters. There is obviously an awful lot of intergalactic property you don't know about. Would you leave it up to us to ferret it out and include that in the bank-managed trust also?
McAdam smiled.
Seem all right to you, Baron? Find any flaws in that, Johnny?
Johnny thought about it. There was another situation here they were evidently overlooking. But he saw nothing wrong with what the Earth Bank was doing. With a hand outstretched to Lord Voraz, McAdam said,
We agree.
Voraz had made his point. He started to reach for the hand, and then he drew back.
Such a deal has to be ratified by a Galactic Bank board meeting.
The Baron laughed.
Good. Let's hold one. They can be convened anywhere in 16 universes, according to your charter.
Wait. There are 12 other board members, rich, influential Salachis, who are...
Scared to death!
The Baron finished for him.
The state of the bank and the riots made them believe that they would lose all their personal property and fortunes if the bank went under. So they thought this was a great offer.
Voraz gaped.
But they can't hold a board meeting behind my back.
Oh, they didn't. They gave me all their proxies, and these delegate to me the right to place their votes.
He reached down and threw another pack of documents on the table.
There they are.
Lord Voraz stared at them. He recognized the personal seals. They had even been filed at the Hall of Legality.
So, as chairman, would you please convene a board meeting of the Galactic Bank at once and move that the Earth Planetary Bank buy 2/3 of the Galactic Bank?
It will have to be a typed resolution. I do hereby convene the meeting. I even have my seals, but...
Here's the resolution. All typed. I'm awfully glad you're convening the meeting, for it saves the trouble of going back to Snotch and getting you fired.
Voraz laughed suddenly.
You are a pair of hard rock eels. That was typed by my own secretary. That's her initial.
Right, right. A charming girl. She was trying to save your and her jobs. Now, just sign there as chairman of the board and president.
Wait,
said Voraz, suddenly sober and worried.
This is all very well, but there are 3 things that could ruin this whole deal and all of us.
Drees interjected.
The first is, how do I get my money, cash, right now, for the mortgage here?